Wanted to discuss about Vaget Olvis V'Yachumu in Friday night. The Chabur Paskins.
I have a question right now.
Yes.
Okay. People say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo on the second part of it, but not on the first part. Isn't
you
it one line? You shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo ever?
No. When someone's being motzi in a bracha, you never say Baruch Hu Shemo ever.
So we're being motzi in the whole bracha.
Yeah.
The whole bracha. So everyone that pauses to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is always wrong.
They're wrong.
Wow.
Anytime someone's being motzi in a bracha, you never say Baruch Hu Shemo like that. Kiddush, Abdullah. Yes. Logan Elvis, you know, Friday Night Davening after Shemoneser. You're supposed to listen attentively. So let's talk about what the purpose of it is.
So here not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo.
No.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah. Mechaber says every Friday night, the Kiva says V'Yachumu after Amida. What is the Gemara saying? Kuf Yates and Bez and Shabbos. One's obligated to recite V'Yachumu on Friday night. Why? When you do so, it's a testimony that Hashem created the world. Two reasons are given for repeating V'Yachumu after the Amida, even though it's already part of the Amida. Didn't you say it already during Shemoneser and V'Yachumu? Why are you repeating it? What's the reason why you repeat it? Firstly, when Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov, you don't say V'Yachumu in the body of your own private Shemoneser. So they wanted to ensure that it's always said. You got that? Number two is V'Yachumu is repeated for those who don't know how to daven, and thus never recited it in the Amida. Okay? So how's it going to help them to say it again? No? Don't they know that, you know?
They would say it together.
You mean they'll follow along with the people together?
Okay. It's like our shop.
Gotcha.
It's like musical, it's like a song.
Okay, so again, the two reasons are is that for you want to ensure it was said, Yom Tov you don't say it, and also on people don't know how to daven. Okay, good. You guys are saying good. So the Mechaber says in the passage, recite V'Yachumu out loud while standing. And the Mishabrua says in Sifkan Yates that since the recital of V'Yachumu is Avis, that Hashem created the world, when you testify, you're supposed to stand. We should try to fulfill the requirements of proper testimony, recite it while standing. Now, although two witnesses suffice to give regular testimony, a minion is preferable when reciting it for the master of the world. When you testify for the master of the world, you want to have a minion. Okay, it's preferable. Okay? It's preferable. So, the Bir Halacha adds, since it's preferable to recite V'Yachumu with a minion, you don't have to have a minion. But I want you to know, the Chachiva, you should rush, listen to this. The Bir Halacha says, you should rush through your personal Amida in order to finish in time to be able to recite V'Yachumu with the rest of the Tzibur. I on purpose, good morning, Israel, good to see you. I on purpose daven a little slower Friday night in Shul, because of this, because I want to make sure that everyone's going to what? Recite it together. But the Bir Halacha says you should rush through your personal Amida in order to finish in time to be able to recite it through with the rest of the Tzibur. Yes? That's the Bir Halacha.
Do you hold by that?
But it's fine. I think a lot of people, Chazanish argues, I think a lot of people do, Chazanish argues that you should not rush through your Amida to recite V'Yachumu with the Tzibur. You should not. Because reciting V'Yachumu with the minion is not mentioned in the Gemara. But davening slowly with Kavana is stressed in the Gemara. So Chazanish says, you know, that's stressed in the Gemara. So what's more important? You know, also these winter Shabbosos, I mean, what is the wrong with the shul have to daven fast for? So everyone can go get their dinner at 5 instead of 5:30? You know what I'm saying? What's the rush? You know what I'm saying? That's why I always like, but you know, some don't. Why can't you add a kapitel and do Karlbach? One kapitel, you know what I mean? It's a long Friday
night.
Quick kick to go learn. It could be. I mean, they're not going to learn. They're going to eat first. You know what I mean? They're going to eat first.
Which is a mitzvah to rice.
It's true, but lemaisa.
Maybe there's reasons for
mitzvah. I understand that, but that's when you get home, you're supposed to. But lemaisa. So the Chazanish argues, and he says that even a Yom Tov who is not reciting the minyan, you should not rush through davening in order to recite V'Yachumu with the tzibur. Because V'Yachumu with the minyan is not mentioned in the Gemara, and davening with Kavan is mentioned in the Gemara. No? So you have this machlokes in Mishabru, the Chazanish. However, I do have to tell you, the Chazanish concludes the discussion by stating Sarach Iyun. Why? Because in the Bir Agra, it's very interesting, the Gaon says it's best to recite V'Yachumu with the minyan, because the Gemara says even a Yachid. What does even a Yachid mean? What does even a Yachid imply?
didn't do Magen Avos.
But what is no? What is even? What even a Yakin should recite Yahu? What does even a Yakin imply? That ideally it should be recited what? With the minion. So maybe it is in the Gemara. So you follow me? According to the Vilna Gaon, maybe it is in the Gemara. Thus, we have one Gemara that talks about the advantage of bowing slowly with Kavana, and we infer from another Gemara it's best to say Yahu with a minion. Therefore, Sarachin, if it's best to speed up your davening.
But that could be referring to saying it with one other person, being doing it like ages. I hear you. It doesn't have to necessarily be a minion.
In other words, we're going to learn right now that it's better to say with a minion with two guys. So even Yom and say, even a Yachid can say. I hear you. Yeah, even a Yachid say. I hear what you're saying. Okay, you're Dingzachin on the Raya from the goat. Okay. What'd you say? Yeah, Elias, you had a Kashin? Oh, Jonathan, yes.
I mean, outside of this like particular subject matter, isn't there also just generally a benefit to davening like slowly and meaningfully and get
especially on Shabbos. Right. I'm just saying, if you're a Rav of a shul, you have to. When I daven for the Elul this morning, I daven fast. This guy's got to go to work, but on Shabbos, you got to use your sefer. But I think Friday night the Rav should, hopefully every shul should wait for the Rav. And the Rav should dive a little slower, especially the witness or buses. I mean, where's everyone going? You know what I mean? Where's everyone going? So listen to this. So this is what Binyamin was bringing up, okay? We got a lot to do with Chazara today, this shit. Days and days, guys. We're actually crisis. Okay, yeah, real with Chazara, I think it's better to do with someone. Chazara, unless, you know, I can feel that way. Binyamin's an urge to throw. Okay? So let's get this. Maybe you learn with the Azriel voice, okay? What happens if you miss the clue with the tzibur? What do you do? Should you specifically try to take a second person to recite it to fulfill the aspect of Aedis? Yes or no? Mishra Buddha Sifkat Kutas writes that it should ideally be recited with at least two people together, which indicates you should try to find another person to say it with them. Yes? You ever saw that in shul? A guy always tries to pull another guy over? Kozanish disagrees, arguing that looking for another person appears as if you are specifically designating witnesses to testify about creation, which is certainly not necessary. You don't have to designate Aedis, not in front of a Beis Din. So you see how they really argue here, the Mishra Buddha Kozanish. In other words, this whole concept, you know, Mishra Buddha says you should rush through it to get there. The Tzur Kozanish says no need, then he says Sarakim. But number two is, do you have to get another person afterwards? Mishra Buddha says yes, Kozanish says no. Mishra Buddha concludes that if you do recite Yahu alone, you should have in mind that you are not testifying. Why? Because an Eidechon is nothing. But just reading the Tzukim of the Torah. From Zalman and Hilik Shlombo, Filia Dal Ayin writes that if you do not get a chance to repeat Yahu, you should say it with your wife when you get home. Wow. Since women are also obligated to say it with Yahu, for they also need to testify that Hashem created the world. But are women postulatus? You see, it's not a real Eidus. It's not in front of Beis Din. This is very relevant during the COVID-19 lockdowns where everyone davening at home. If there are no other male, family members davening together, for the first time, you should recite Yahu with your wife. You guys remember that? It's like a period of what? And everyone was a period of like 6 weeks, about 6 weeks or 7 weeks in lockdown. No,
it was like. Shows were closed?
Yeah.
No, but they're outdoor.
Outdoor. It was about 6 weeks. No, about June, mid-June from, it was 2 weeks before Pesach, right? 3 weeks, it was actually Purim, right? It was Purim till about...
It was the week of Purim.
Went to Shavuos, no, Shavuos we were already part in the parking lot.
The week of Purim, we actually closed.
Week of Purim till about mid-June, right? So it was about 6 weeks, right? About 6 weeks. So if you're home alone with your wife, you have no choice but to say Yahu with her. Okay, now given the importance of reciting Yahu, guys, with the tzibur, the Bralaka writes to rush through your amida. What should you do if you're about to say that flu in your own person? Let's say you're in a shul, it's really fast. Kidding me. So you're up to Yahulu in your own private Shmon Esrei, and they're about to say it. Should you say it out loud? Is it preferable to say it with the tzibur, and should you say it out loud? Shmuel Zalman says you should indeed wait and recite Yahulu with the tzibur, or recite it quietly. Furthermore, if you just finish reciting the Yahulu in your Shmon Esrei, then repeat it again in unison with them, as long as you didn't go on to the next paragraph. You follow me? Isn't that amazing? Now, the Tzitz Eliezer, you know, the Tzitz Eliezer is a great governor of Wallenberg, that's how also. He was the Rav of Shari Tzedek, with Asher Weisschlitz, he's the Rav of Shari Tzedek now. Tzitz Eliezer adds that the Tzibur begins to recite the Yahulu what you're up to, you're fooling your private immediate, you're being allowed to say it out loud with them. Since Eliezer Sivaz, the Yahoo is considered a Dabrish Kedusha, and if you say it out loud, just like you could say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud with your Chazal. You know, when you're saying along with Chazal, you know that. You know that if you came late, and you're saying all the Shemon Esrei along with the Chazal, when you get something Kedusha, you can say it out loud, even though you're a known Shemon Esrei. If you've already completed the main part of the meal, you're in the middle of a kind of tzor, let's say you're lagging a little bit behind, you're in the middle of a kind of tzor, can you say that out loud with the tzibur? Yes or no? So Zalman says yes. If you said Yilratzon, you got to say the, you know, you say Yilratzon twice, once before the kind of tour, or once at the end between three steps. So if you said Yilratzon, you can say it out loud. Okay, well, let's get the following. We'll close with this. We'll get Tzara start. Yeah, ready? Yes,
first, even after the first year, also you can say it out loud. Or after
yes, the yes. As long as you say the first, even before you take your three steps back. Supplications, you can say it out loud. Amazing. Well, you say I say the Ratzon twice. You guys do too, all don't you? Always say it twice. Yeah. It allows you to say things. Okay, you ready? Now let's get the Magen Avos. What Tafin Shas of Dalin Beis. After leaving the Mita, the Chazan repeats in the abbreviated version of the Mita called. You know what it's called? Bracha Me'ain Shevel. What's Me'ain mean? Is it with an Aleph or an Ayin?
Ayin.
Ayin. Excellent. Ayin. Composite. It's a composite of the Shemoneh Esrei. Remember I told you there would be Kiva Eger? Is that stunning chiddush? If you forgot Mashi Meruach about the Gush on Friday night, sorry, maybe you don't have to go back. Because if you look at Mayin Avos, you don't mention Mashi Meruach. Don't get into the scenario, sorry, but Levi Sagan says, now Rashi says, why do we say this? Because of Sakana. Kind of Sakana. Rashi says that during the week, people daven at home via chiddus. Did you know that? People daven Meyer at home via chiddus. By the Shabbos, they were daven in Shul. Which was, where was the shul? Situated outside the city in the fields. Yes, it was outside the city. So the Chachamim Zichronah were concerned someone would delay returning from shul Friday night and get harmed when walking back home alone. Therefore, they enacted the recitation of Rachamim Shema to give latecomers ample time to catch up in order for everyone to leave together. Always thought it was interesting. So, how long does it take to, you know, say it? Must be they said it slow. Because it gave time to catch up.
Because
they didn't want latecomers walking back alone. You follow me?
Also, the prime Shemoneh Esrei is probably a lot slower.
Okay, that's true. But however, the goal, because you got that, so what's the reason why we say Me'ain Shevel? Rashi says because why? So people won't go back alone because of danger. Okay, correct. The goal, the Vilna Gaon quotes the goal, and will argue on Rashi. And they say Bracha Me'ain Shevel played a different role. What's the role? According to the Gaon and the Chachamim, Zichronah were concerned about people returning home alone, but the Bracha Me'ain Shevel was not merely enacted to stall for time. It was enacted to be, rather, it was enacting Motzei Gozer arrived late, so they would not need to recite their own Shemoneh Esrei and delay their return home. You follow me? Meaning they would come late and they would just listen and be Yotze and they wouldn't even dive in their own Shemoneh Esrei. So it also get them, you know, back on time. Every number. It would also get them back on time. It would also get them back on time. You follow what I'm saying? It's an interesting svara, no? So according to Rashi, it's because the guys came late. So it'll stall for time to make them catch up. And according to who? According to the Gaonim, it was the Maisa that they could just be Yotze through what? Through listening. And they could, therefore what? They could be Yotze through listening. They could be Yotze. They can yotze through listening, so since they can yotze through listening, they wouldn't have to dive in the Rosh Shemoneh Esrei, and they wouldn't have to be, they wouldn't be delayed to return home. So basically, how would you summarize this? Both opinions agree that Bracha Me'ain Shevel was enacted to prevent the dangerous situation of people walking home alone at night. But they disagree as to how the Bracha Me'ain Shevel actually prevents the sakana. Rashi holds it prevents the sakana by going into the davening and stalling for time. Allowing those that came late to finish their tefillah. In contrast, the Gaonim hold that Bracha Me'ain Shevel prevents the sakana by allowing the weak latecomers not to daven Shemoneh Esrei at all, but to simply listen to Bracha Me'ain Shevel and yotze b'chazal. What a few afdamin is between Rashi and the Gaonim. Okay? Again, I want you to know it was enacted for Rashi to stall for time Bracha Me'ain Shevel, but it was still enacted as a form of Hazar Shashatz. You know what I'm saying? Okay, what'd you say? I'm sorry?
So, if you're a latecomer, did you say from Esther or not?
Yes, that's one very good nafkamina that makes sense. If you're a land company, you have to say Shimon Esther. According to Rashi, of course you can. According to the Gaon, you don't have to. You just listen. The Machaber and Siftes record this practice of the Lefazim reciting an abbreviated version of the Amida, and called the Brooklyn Chung to answer that Yochel does not recite it. The Machaber says Yochel doesn't say it. However, the Ramah argues that a Yochel can recite it as long as he does not recite the bracha at the beginning or the end. That's what Ashkenazim do. They do say it as a Yochel. Therefore, he notes, in many Ashkenazi communities, it is customary for the entire Sibor to recite Magid Avos with the Chazan, but without reciting the opening and concluding brachas. While in Sephardi communities, the Chazan alone generates, but they don't say anything. You follow me? Usually in Ashkenazic, they say it, and the Chazan says it afterwards. A big mistake in Ashkenazic shuls is the Chazan sings along. She let the Sibor say it, and then he says it himself, because the whole point is the Chazar Shachatz. So you want him to say it so that people can hear. You follow what I'm saying? It's not right. It's not right to say it like that. Now, you know what there's a big machlokes about? We spent 17 years in hotels and festivals. I was a rav. Thank God last 3 or 4 years I've been home. It's been great. I mean, I like doing the hotels too, but it's more Hamish, you know. But it's more better in home. The sound wasn't built for the shul too. And I was away, but there's always guys there at the hotel. Oh, we shouldn't say Magen Avos, because Magen Avos, you're only supposed to say it as a set minion. I said, this is a set minion for 8 days of your life. Okay, so this is where you're at. You know what I'm saying? So it's a minion kabur. So we always said it. So I'm saying, if you go to camp for a Shabbos lemites or something like that, you don't say it. During COVID, we said it because when you're set minion, that's, you didn't say it?
Not outside.
Not outside, you didn't? Well, for that time period, that's the only time you could daven it. So I thought you could say it. That was fun. Rabban fun not that way. Don't you down by Rabban?
Rabbi Krohn
fun not that way.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you say, John?
Rabbi Bam Shalika was also fun like on Rebbe. And felt that since with a lot of the outdoor minions that kind of popped up, since they were in their nature temporary, even if they went for longer than 30 days that they could make a chizaka, that they still shouldn't say Magen Avos.
I disagree with the man. I disagree with him. He's a good friend of mine. I disagree with him. Because I'll tell you why. I don't see how you could call that temporary when there was no option to daven anywhere else.
No, but
for that time period, it's kavua. No, you call something temporary, you know what I mean? That because we have the kavua inside the shuls, that's called temporary. But you had no ability to do that.
No, for Rebbe, a lot of the outdoor minyanim were continuing to go even when the
I agree. That's different. Well, if they're continuing, probably part of the fact he didn't like it because he didn't want them to continue. You know?
Well, I mean, this was like August 2020. He didn't have a choice.
Okay, I understand. But I'm saying that for my smart was in a situation when you couldn't, no one was diving inside yet. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the stragglers that kept their out there or minyanim against the Rabbanim to do it. That's different. They shouldn't be davening there anyway. That's the Rav. The Rav said not, so they shouldn't daven. You gotta listen to the Rav. Give me a Baal Bas that doesn't listen to the Rav. Yeah, go ahead, Binyamin.
I think it's a bad smart of the Chalal to say, oh, it's gonna be temporary. If you're a real Ma'amin, Mashiach's gonna come. Everything we can do so far is temporary. It's all not Kavua. Tomorrow we're gonna be gone. We're gonna have like the whole Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnahs here are gonna be here.
Okay.
Being the Bible, saying that, it's not really like permanent.
So you're agreeing with
me.
So you're agreeing with me.
Yes, for sure. I don't know what to do as far as saying.
I'm saying even more than that. I'm saying that time there was no other way to do it. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
Yes. Real quick, because we got to start Chazar. Yeah. I want to finish it up.
If someone is starting a minion, not like. Like just stop starting a minion, shouldn't they still wait the 30 days to build the chizaka?
They need permission from the Rav. A lot of guys will try to have a Friday night minion in their homes because they don't want to walk, right? They should not do that unless they have permission from the Rav.
Okay?
All right, now the Mishapura quotes the approach of Rashi that Berkus Mein Shavu was enacted in order to give people sufficient time to finish a minion and walk home together. The Mishapura then adds that even nowadays, listen to this. when the shuls are no longer located outside of the city limits, this takana was not abolished, even though there's no takana. Based on Rashi's Ezra, the minute one by the law from the tzibur recites Rosh Hashem out loud, and then it is logical, because the main purpose of Rosh Hashem is to stall for time. However, in many Ashkenazic shuls in Yerushalayim, the minute that the tzibur does not recite Magen Olas, but rather only for the chazan to say it himself to recite it, like the opinion of the Shukran, against the custom mentioned by the Ramah. This minute is based on the Gra above, Maisa Rav, that the Gaon understood the Brit Mishnah was enacted as Hasar Shashats, and most of those who came late. Therefore, only the Chazan should recite Brit Mishnah, and the Tzibur should remain silent. Rav the Rav, Rav Soloveitz, and Tzal Hosef, follow up into the Gra, is quoted in Nefesh HaRav, Amad Kuf Nun Tzatz. Okay? The Rav had his own, many of his own minhagim, but we follow the Sech Ashkenaz. I remember one guy says to me, you know, the Rav says, we don't say Shoshka Na'at Nir Lavo. You know that bracha of Anyantik before Dukhli? He's the Rav in Jigstik with Hamakas Yishkina Solatzion. Okay, that's the Rav Minute. Minute Ashkenaz not that. We follow the Ashkenaz. You know what I mean? You're going to follow everything the Rav did? 1 second, Kavir. Even according to the Ramah, that everyone may recite Magen Olas out loud, and the Shabu states that since the Birkash Pinshah was enacted in the form of Hazar Shachatz in order to stall for time, if the Tzibur is saying Magen Olas out loud, the Chazan should wait until they're finished and then recite it himself. But he should not say it together with Tzibur, continue straight until the Kim of the Kavah said it, say it was wrong. Which does occur to Kim of the Kavah, because the Kavah is specifically for the Chazan to recite it. I remember when I was your guy's age once, it's Friday night in Yeshiva, there was a guy who did that, Rav Cohen yelled and said, no. Rav Cohen yelled and said, you got to repeat it. The Chazan started Lokeinu, you know what I mean? And he yelled and said, you got to go back among the others. So I want to give another nafkimina besides the one that Nate mentioned. Have you ever thought about this? When the Chazan says, Baruch Atah Hashem, you know, when he repeats it, does he have to bow down? Does he have to bow down? I'm sorry, you had a question for me.
Oh, yeah. What we said before about the he is an Indian and more Indian say. I once read in the usual line that even with a temporary man, you just won't say it.
If you're in Yerushalayim, yeah. I'm not sure. Are you mixing up about Tachanun? Some people are going to say you always do the food up high in Yerushalayim.
I heard Tachanun
hung out there. I never heard that.
It once happened.
Try to find a marker for me. Okay?
Yeah.
Try to find a marker. Okay, do you bow down or not? What do you say? Plug it in. So Mozama was opposed to initially, but he saw the Lepor Chaim asking you do. So he said you should bow down. Halicha Shlomo. So the true response to the Chachma says, plug it in. You guys plug it in for me. If you hold like Rashi,
no.
Then what? It's just the what stall for time, yes. You don't have to bow down. But if you hold like the Gonin, and you are trying to emote to the Tzibor, so yes?
Yeah.
Then it makes sense that what? You should bow down. Don't get me wrong, Rashi took the Chazar Shatz. So Rabbi Ovadia quotes the Yom Yomer, as far as you not bow down, the Mechaber Pass like Rashi, one should not bow down with the Chumans did not enact bowing. So Mozambique says you could. So Lomais, I never saw guys do it. Do you? I don't see guys not bow down. I don't see guys bow down. But whichever you know the Rachalik, you plug it in. But Lomais, it comes out. Truth of the matter is, even according to Rashi, it's the form of a Hazar Shachatz, but it's just a stall for time. So, and that, but since it's in the form, maybe you should bow down. When we do Hazar Shachatz during the week, do we bow down? Yes. So why isn't that different here? Truth is, you're thinking about it, maybe you should. I don't think people do though. But you're thinking about it, maybe according to both you should. You know what I mean? Because it's still the form. Okay, good. Let's break here. I want to thank Nate again for making the questions. Let's please, guys, we have a Kavrusha, guys. If you don't have a Kavrusha, join up with someone. Let's learn start till 11.